But now, the government is seeking to ban the Workers' Party, the far-right grouping who made international headlines after trying to attack a largely Romani estate in a North Bohemian town last week. At the same time, the party's leader has already said that if they're banned, they'll simply come back under a different name. Ian Willoughby reports.
Dielnitska Strana, the Workers' Party, entered the public consciousness in a big way last Monday, when several hundred of their supporters fought a pitched battle with police in Litvinov, after they were prevented from entering a mostly Romani estate. It was the worst street violence seen in the Czech Republic in several years, and made the news around Europe. However, the Workers' Party weren't an unknown quantity before that rioting. Groups monitoring far-right extremism had been calling for their prohibition for some time, and the Minister of the Interior, Ivan Langer, was already working on a proposal to ban them. With the events in Litvinov having brought the subject into the spotlight, the Cabinet on Monday backed Mr. Langer's plan to ask the Supreme Administrative Court to ban the neo-Nazi grouping. It's the first time since the fall of communism in 1989 that such a request has been made by the government on the basis of the actual activities of an extremist group. Previously, parties have been barred on technicalities. Justifying the banning request at a news conference, Minister Langer read from a recent Workers' Party statement, in which they call for zero tolerance towards the post-revolution political system, the elimination of which they've been demanding for some time. Now it's the Workers' Party themselves that could be eliminated. However, what that means in practical terms could be hard to measure, as the group's leader, Tamás Vandas, has already said its members would reform under a different name. By the way, Mr. Vandas has a history in far-right politics. In the 1990s, he was a member of the Republicans, the only far-right party ever to enter the Czech Parliament. Another Workers' Party leader, Erik Sedláček, is currently in prison for Holocaust denial and calling for the liquidation of Jews. As well as pushing for the barring of the Workers' Party, the Cabinet on Monday voted to establish by the end of February a new interministerial body to monitor extremists on both the far right and the far left. Meanwhile, in Litvinov, where the Workers' Party and their supporters went on the rampage 8 days ago, the local authorities are bracing themselves for more trouble. Several applications to hold demonstrations have been lodged at the town hall. Some are from Romani and Jewish groups. The others are from neo-Nazis, including the Workers' Party, who want to hold a protest on December 13th against police brutality and in support of, and I quote, dealing with the problem of unadaptable residents. That's code for Romanis.
Ian Willoughby with that report. Now to news of a Czech initiative taking gold in Brussels.